USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter and their dealings in both countries. The president on Twitter saying, as the president of the U.S., I have an absolute right, perhaps even a duty, to investigate corruption. And that would include asking or suggesting other countries to help us out, explanation point. More on the story now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, President Trump said Ukraine should be investigating the Bidens. Also in China, which is why Trump says China should also be investigating the former VP and his son.
Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
And the president suggesting the Bidens have scammed other countries. He also argued that the Democratic impeachment efforts are crumbling.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We will stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down.
The president turns his attention to the business of the American people and talks Medicare issues with seniors.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
President Trump signing an executive order Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction.
This order is the latest step in my administration's drive to ensure the world's best health care for all Americans. Together, we're creating a health care system that protects vulnerable patients, makes health care more affordable, gives you more choice and control, and delivers the high-quality care Americans deserve.
He tells senior citizens living at the Villages in Central Florida,
in my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden and his son Hunter should be investigated for their business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Mike Pence is defending President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Speaking at a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thursday, Pence says the fact that Biden's son was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board is worth looking into.
I think the American people have a right to know if the Vice President of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president during the last administration. And that's about looking backwards and understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And if you believe in polls, President Trump's job approval numbers higher than what Americans apparently think of him as a person, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That's a finding from a Gallup survey that found 40% of those polled approved of his job performance, while only 34% approve him as a person. After you drill down some of the numbers, you see one of the biggest gaps is among people who attend church on a regular basis. Within that group, 54% approved of his job performance, but only 44% of those who attend church every week approved of him as a person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.